Hey, good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Kai.
How is the things on Thursday in the UK? Great.
Where it's a lovely day here, actually. Very mild for November.
If you talk about that in October, about it being a great day, you'll jinx yourself and it will begin the rain. The clouds are probably huddled up waiting for somebody to say that. It's almost like, remember that old movie, if you said Beetlejuice three times, then Beetlejuice would show up. Well, if you say the weather is great three times, it'll change. Okay. It happens. It's part of the trip. But anyway, today on November the 3rd, we've been doing this a while. We're going to do B2B Thursday because it's in fact Thursday. So why not? It makes sense. It makes
Seems a good idea.
the show notes work much better. And so I revisited a show that we originally did back in September because I don't think we gave it enough oomph in the emphasis on how to unlock the full potential of your customer base. And so I wanted to repurpose that and show the links. And big thanks to Fire Talk for straightening out my audio and video problems. A little shameless plug there. This show is produced on firetalk.com. And thanks to everyone that joined us in chat today. And so we can look at it in terms of the blog post from Marketo, how to unlock the full potential of your customer base. Okay. It's long been said you can resell an existing customer much quicker and much easier with much less investment in your time and budget. And Anastasia Pavlova, Senior Director of Marketing, confirms this in her article that she wrote here. It's the fundamentals is cross-selling, upselling, retention, keep those people advocacy and loyalty. And one thing that wasn't in this list I wanted to add is the bottom line, your main goal in customer base and retaining customers and having a relationship is you make that customer an evangelist for your brand. So that when somebody comes to them and says, "Hey, well, who's got a really good blog about marketing automation?" Then they would say, "Oh, Marketo, they're without peer. They're the best." And on that note, they've got a link in their blog. It's how to keep your customers coming back for more. This is an ebook that you can download. It's free. I've had a look at it. It's quite good. I would encourage you to check that out. In terms of B2B sales, that's where you want to be. Now, the second item that we talked about in the show notes, and those is available. This look here is available. We've got the show notes on the Geyer Cook Report. Podbean.com, when you're looking at that graphic, shows you that. And five ways to boost B2B sales through LinkedIn social selling. Okay, now you might know three of them, but do you know five of them? Well, this article will give you that information and you can put, I guess, more arrows in the quiver. It's prepared by a Demand Generation Manager linking or Inkling. So this is a contributed article. It's quite good. And so you want to give that a go, right?
I'll give
So
it a go.
in the show notes, that's right there. And you'll go to that link right there. And we'll have that in the screen in the video. If you go to Marketo and just do a search for measure your success with social selling index, that title will make it come up. So let's stop sharing. And now we're back on the screen. I love it when that works. And so side, and we probably shouldn't speak a long time about this, but there was a ripple in the force. Did you feel it yesterday?
I
Okay.
did.
What happened? This guy parked an Audi in his 30-year vintage MG parking spot. And there were calls going into the call center at the traffic control people at the university. They were saying, there's an Audi down there in Mr. Fagan's spot. How'd that come about? So it was a big to-do. We've got it sorted out now. And I got to confess, if you haven't seen the pictures that he's taken of the car, because we got a professional photographer, We've got a new car. We've got some great shots, better than anything that Audi's produced, I should mention. And those are on Facebook. If you look in Facebook at Friends Just Chatting, you can see those. And the Friends Just Chatting logo, I'll put it up there right in the screen. And you can see what that logo looks like. It's that globe that's got the white continents. Everywhere got snow that day. Anyway, thank you for joining us in chat. And the program's audio and the video will be up directly, probably within the next hour, hour and a half or so, after they do the edits. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Big shout out thanks to Fraser Ramsey, of course, at Edinburgh Dusters. The show wouldn't have ever started ever without him giving me that nudge back in January. And we've gotten over 200 episodes now. We're getting it. We're getting better. We actually get the background up every time. It's amazing. Just, I guess, through practice, you gain skill.
The world famous background.
Exactly. It's the other fellow I know has a background similar to this, but his painted black. And I said, well, it's from the dark side. And we left it at that. That was right after the new Star Wars movie came out. So anyway, thanks for joining. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll have the Friday wrap up tomorrow. And I'm going to say those three magic words. You know what they are.
I do.
It's a wrap.